Department of Education launches probe into four Kansas school districts over transgender policies. By Katherine Hamilton on August 15, 2025. The Department of Education on Wednesday launched investigations into four Kansas school districts over allegations that they allow males into female spaces and hide students' transgender status from parents. The department's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, and Student Privacy Policy Office, SPPO, opened investigations into Topeka Public Schools, Shawnee Public Schools, Olathe Public Schools, and Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools after the Defense of Freedom Institute, DFI, filed a complaint about the district's policies, the Department of Education said in a press release. The complaint alleges that the districts have policies that potentially violate Title IX of the Educational Amendments of 1972, Title IX, and the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, by allowing students to access sports teams and spaces based on gender identity rather than biological sex and preventing school officials from disclosing a student's transgender status to their parents without student consent. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement, "The Kansas district's alleged behavior of allowing gender ideology to run amok in their schools is an affront not only to the law, but to the sound judgment we expect from our educational leaders. School personnel should not confuse and unsettle young girls by forcing them to share sex-separated sports and intimate facilities with boys. Nor should school personnel abuse their position of authority by hiding sensitive information pertaining to a child's health and well-being from that child's parents. From day one, the Trump administration promised to protect students and parents by restoring Title IX and parental rights laws to the fullest extent of the law. My offices will vigorously investigate these matters to ensure these practices come to an end," she added. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach also sent a letter to McMahon in June expressing concerns about the district's policies. Title IX was enacted to protect the rights of girls to equal educational opportunity and safety. Kansas had to sue and defeat the Biden administration in federal court to stop them from dismantling Title IX, Kobach said in a statement. "I'm grateful that we now have a federal government that takes Title IX seriously and will ensure that school districts follow the law." The department noted that violation of Title IX and/or FERPA can result in termination of an educational entity's federal funding. A spokesperson for Topeka Public Schools told The Hill the district recognizes the importance of parental rights and understands that student success is best achieved when families are actively involved in their child's education. "We are committed to working in partnership with parents, keeping them informed and engaged in all decisions that impact their students' educational experience. Our district remains dedicated to ensuring that families are fully supported, valued, and involved every step of the way," the spokesperson told the outlet. A Shawnee Mission School District spokesperson told KSHB 41 News that it is committed to following the law, and are confident that our practices align with federal and state laws, and that the district looks forward to being able to resolve the investigation in an expeditious manner. A spokesperson for Olathe Public Schools told the outlet the district is ready and willing to fully cooperate with these agencies, as we always have. "As a district, it is always our practice to work directly and partner with families and students as situations arise to ensure we are providing the appropriate and necessary support," the district said. "To be absolutely clear, it is our expectation that staff work directly with families regarding student-related matters involving their own children." There have been no specific situations identified in the Olathe Public Schools related to the allegations outlined in the investigation letter, the district added. A Kansas City, Kansas, public schools spokesperson confirmed to the outlet that the district has been notified about the investigation. "To be clear, Kansas City, Kansas, public schools does not have a policy or procedure related to the allegations referenced by the Office for Civil Rights," the district said in a statement. "Our district remains committed to full compliance with all state and federal laws. We are equally committed to ensuring that every student feels safe at school and can focus on learning." Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.